We're going to milk this for all it's worth. It's Dairyland Diaries, a look at local stories around Wisconsin.
All right, yeah, let's talk
Let's have a few good stories
from around Wisconsin. This is kind of exciting. Wisconsin dance teacher and choreographer is stepping onto the national stage with an upcoming appearance on the 21st season of America's Got Talent.
Wow.
The acts on the long-running talent competition are vying for the coveted Golden Buzzer. AJ Juarez grew up in Buenos Aires. He's the founder and director of Barrio Dance Studio in Madison, where he teaches and choreographs in Latin, hip-hop, and other contemporary styles. His dance troupe, which includes his wife, was recently invited to audition for America's Got Talent after a producer saw them perform at a World Dance Regional competition in Chicago. AJ said the Barrio group is known for bringing an infectious energy to their performances, and their routine is under 2 minutes for AGT. It's set to a medley of songs from the iconic rock band Queen.
Love it.
The biggest challenge for the group: how to make the music of Queen complement their style of dance.
Yes, that makes sense.
When AJ moved to Madison in 2012, he thought there was a missing component to the dance community. He said, AGT is an opportunity to put Madison on the map. I'm excited to see my team on that big screen and all their family. Then the people that love them see them shine on there, according to AJ. So good luck.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Don't you always get a little bit more involved when it's a, like something?
Oh, yeah.
You're like totally, like, you know these people, that you're
home
your best
team,
friend.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, you're totally in. In other stories from Dairyland Diaries, I love this one. Girls flag football programs keep popping up around the state. More than 30 programs have begun competition in the last few years, with Madison area schools marking some of the most recent additions. Now, the sport's popularity in the United States has skyrocketed just in the past 5 years. As of May, 20 states have sanctioned flag football programs, 15 states have pilot programs, and 5 will vote on adding the sport in the next 2 years. Madison School District flag football coordinator Adam Smith says football is attached to male athletes, and this version is kind of like, well, if the boys can do it, then girls can do it too. And they can also be very athletic. Now, Wisconsin is one of several states with independent programs sprouting up. More than 30 high schools in the state run club or intramural flag football programs. Smith, who is a longtime teacher, he's also a football coach in Madison, started running camps this year after colleges started offering athletic scholarships for flag football. The positive response led him to bring up the idea to creating club programs to Madison's athletic director. He gave the green light for this. The 4 Madison high schools and Verona all founded flag football teams in the past year. Madison Memorial held its first practice on May 2nd, yeah. I should say. Just 6 girls attended. And the coolest part is the Packers have been one of the biggest proponents of the sport's growth. They've even hosted flag football training camps as well as tournaments. So
that's fantastic.
Good on you, girls. I love it.
Yeah, come on, ladies. Get out there. Knock it around a little bit.
Football's fun.
Finally, this is, I've been seeing stories about this from all over the country, and now it's coming to Wisconsin. If you've been on the east side of Madison, maybe you've seen just a little wooden pink and purple box. It's glittery. It's hanging on a streetlight pole. Well, it's like the little free libraries. You've seen those in people's yards. Those are great. But these are trinket boxes. Yes, a trinket trade box. It's called the Thorpe Street Trinket Trade. It's filled with keychains, small figurines, some Pokemon cards, all kinds of little things. There are more than 1,200 of these trinket boxes worldwide, but only 2 so far in Madison. The creative mind behind the trinket box is Elle Urschler. She's a hairstylist in Wisconsin. So we've got some others around there. Some have VHS tapes or books or little things. But to qualify, they say a trinket is a small, cheap thing that you collect. She says a lot of people have a lot of different ideas of trinkets. The only rule for a trinket box is no broken things, no food. And if you wouldn't be excited to find it in there, don't put it in there. I've seen like little rubber ducks or other kind of things.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's just a fun. Can't we just have fun?
Yes.
No, we can't have fun. There's no fun. Who am I talking to? Don't be fun. Don't be funny. Don't do anything. But so if you see a trinket box, take something out. But you have to put something in.
Yeah.
You got to swap it out, just like the libraries.
Yes.
I like this.
I love it.
I like anything that is going to, even for a brief brief moment brings someone a little happy.
Bring some joy. Yes.